The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on? What's today? Tuesday? Happy Tuesday. I'm not Fred Fowler. I am AJ Hoffman. You may have heard my name in the introduction. Really understood that, but you guys, Barry Laminack is in with me right now.
Yes.
At Barry is funny. You may have heard of him. Some of you haven't. That's okay. He's on the rise.
Thanks.
Although comedy career, I'm guessing, is
on hold.
Yeah.
1000% on hold.
Are you planning like an outdoor show with like 8 people?
Well, so I have one gig left that hadn't been canceled, and it's at the Hooli Hooli Hut in Galveston, which apparently is getting really good. Everyone's like, that's a good place, like that, you know.
That's a good place to catch coronavirus.
Yeah, but now somebody just texted the show right before we went off air and said, it's looking like Galveston's next as far as canceling everything. So yeah, all gigs comics are getting canceled.
You could make it exclusive.
Okay.
And you say, listen, I'm doing a show.
For 9 people.
9 people. Tickets.
$100.
$200 a piece.
Oh, damn.
There's only 9 of them.
Yeah.
Listen, this is supply and demand. When there's beer, like sometimes I'll go wait in line for beer and they're like, oh, there's only, we only got 4 cases of this. I'm like, oh, I got to have one.
Yeah, these jokes aren't worth $200.
Oh.
No.
You got like $80 jokes?
I got like $25 jokes.
Okay. Well, maybe you could get some other guys who have good jokes.
Yeah, and put them on the.
And stack them.
Ooh, yeah. And then.
And you guys could all divvy up the $200.
Okay. Per person.
It'd be $1,800 total.
Yeah. Did you just do that or did you get a calculator?
I just did it.
That's pretty good.
So $1,800.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I mean, that's a good amount of money.
Yeah.
If you have, let's say, 6 comics, it's $300 each.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to split it that much. Remember, you're not going to get many of these gigs.
Well, you've got $25 worth of jokes. Where are you going to get the rest of the $175 worth of jokes?
I'll just do crowd work.
Okay.
Just wing it.
So
hey, this guy looks like he coughs a lot. Huh?
3 comedians.
What is this guy?
3 comedians,
mm-hmm.
$600 a piece.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
And the other 2 are going to have to be big names.
You want to do it with me?
No. No, I'm talking like even bigger than me.
Oh, well, really?
I've got an idea, though.
Fred.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I think that's, okay. Yeah. And I could get
Sam
Carlin.
Sam Kinison.
Carlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've split it 4 ways.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's drop Kinison. Let's not even
tell
him about
it. Yeah, let's just, no. Let's not tell him. I won't even, yeah. I just won't even shoot him a fax.
This is a way to kind of up what you're doing
uh-huh.
while not upping the cost a whole lot. For $100, Juggalo Trey will come out as Carrot Top. And he'll just tell jokes about, let myself go. Used to be on steroids, used to work out all the time, and now I'm this.
Yeah, I like it.
An extra $100.
Oh, I see now, boy.
I'll come out and smash some watermelons with a hammer.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is a show now.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Now where are we going to do it? That's 14 people.
Ooh. That's a lot of people.
We're going to have to talk about your cut.
Am I out?
Yeah, you might be out.
I just got bumped off my own show.
We're locking you out, kind of like Fred is apparently locked out.
Oh,
Aaron,
man.
You've got the update from Mr. Fowler. What's the exact update?
I didn't get this. Is all secondhand from Tyler because Fred called our actual call-in line 713-780-3776. I'm guessing that's the only number he can remember. And the intern
his phone's in the...
So the intern looked at Tyler and was, I think Fred's on the phone. Tyler took it and goes, hello? Uh-huh. Okay, I'll tell him. And says, Fred is at the gas station. This was at like 3:30. Locked his phone in the car, went inside, went back outside, and his key fob is dead and will not let him back in the car. So he has no way of communicating with the outside world. Somehow he got somebody to give him their phone and remembered to call 713-780.
I would never let someone who looks like Fred use my phone right now.
He used a payphone, I guarantee you.
With coronavirus floating?
Where are you going to find a payphone in Houston?
I bet he used a gas station phone.
Oh, that would be... I would rather use a payphone.
I'd rather use a toilet. I'd put my ear up to the seat and talk and hope that the echo reached somebody.
I'd just drop the message in a bottle into the water and flush it. And then you got a better chance. Oh, God.
That was the update I got.
So his key... Now, I was going to call BS, but this did happen to Nora where her key fob just stopped working one day. So it's possible... I just
well, listen. I've got a code on the side on my door.
Oh yeah, the Ford trucks have that,
dude. That's the best thing that's ever happened.
Because I can't lock my keys in the car. There's no way.
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
If I put my keys in the car and try to lock, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Even in my trunk. The trunk just pops back open.
So like, let's say I want to go for a run. I drive to a park and I'm going to go for a run. Mm-hmm. I can lock my keys in the car, so I don't have to have my keys jangling around my pocket.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because I can just punch that code in. When I go to the river, we'll park my truck at the end of the whatever portion of the river we're going to ride, and I'll lock my keys in it, so that way I don't have to have my keys in the water.
I didn't think about that.
Thinking man right there, buddy. So we can all laugh at Fred, but what's not funny is Fred's not here. So, and during these tough economic times, I've been in my office today wondering who I'm going to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news for you is Fred didn't show up today. So,
yes!
You've been spared the axe, my friend.
Yes, thank goodness.
I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have a tough conversation with Barry at 4 o'clock. And then Tyler was like, oh, Fred's not here. And I was like, oh, hey, Barry, you want to hang out and do a little more radio? So now we can put that conversation off.
Oh, good.
Until Fred gets here.
Like, and, are you going to do it on air?
No. Am I a jerk? No, I'm going to send you a text when you leave.
Am I supposed to answer? You're going to text me on the way home?
I'll text you on your way home.
Hey, just don't come back.
Hey, thanks for filling in today.
Also, don't come back.
Don't come back tomorrow. Oh, why? You worried about coronavirus? No.
No, just
don't come back even after we're all clear.
That's happening to people, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I heard the oil and gas business, like, people are... Somebody texted the show earlier and said that their mom was told she could work 1 week on, 1 week off. Or it was either that or mass layoffs. And
what do they do? Like, what's her job that she can do 1 week on, 1 week
off? I don't know. I imagine there's
I hope it's not janitor.
Yeah, that would be bad.
They need to be working double time.
Yeah, cleaning.
I think the jobs you can get right now, like, I know Amazon is hiring a ton of people.
HEB?
Yeah, so
they need people to stock. Yeah, just if nothing else.
So if you're like a waiter or a bartender or something, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? Now, this sucks.
You deliver food?
Yeah, but you got to work. Got to eat.
Yeah.
The great thing about delivering food is you can eat a few French fries on your way and then give them their food.
You would totally do that, wouldn't you?
No, I would not do that.
You are a liar.
I'm not. That's not me. I don't even eat my wife's French fries.
You would probably be the dude that, you know, when you get a Chick-fil-A sandwich and there's a little chicken hanging off the edge, you would just
nibble.
You would bite that little extra piece of it. That's, by the way, best part of the chicken sandwich is the chicken that hangs off the bun.
If I did anything,
I don't know why that's so. It's like the French fries in the bag. Those are the best fries.
If I did anything, I would just eat the entire chicken sandwich and then say, Chick-fil-A shorted you.
Like, that's it.
Sorry.
Sir, you have crumbs on your face. Huh? I don't know. That's just purely coincidence. I don't know what that means.
I just gave oral sex to a gingerbread man. Like,
what a weird...
I don't know. That's all I could think of. I'm trying to come up with an excuse for crumbs, okay?
My God. Wow.
So obviously we're still talking. We're talking a lot of sports today. Namely, we're talking NFL almost free agency.
Legal tampering.
The legal flirtation period.
Yeah.
This is like...
this is just grinding on each other's jeans.
Yes.
That's what this
it's
is.
It's dry humping.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll be able to pull it out and
hump.
Go full bore.
Yeah.
But for right now, there's some dry humping.
You and
there's
the gingerbread man.
Just
getting it.
We've got some things in place. Those deals will just be signed tomorrow.
Right.
The big news, obviously, yesterday, which is going to be news here for some time, of the Houston Texans being complete and utter morons, that will continue to be a topic of conversation as the days go on. I saw something today that really puts into perspective what's happened over the last 24 hours, or I guess maybe now 36 hours. What if I told you that as of right now, the Houston Texans are 80-1 to win the Super Bowl? Would you feel good about that?
No.
No?
Not at all.
I wouldn't either. And now there's some some movement on those. I mean, you'll see different numbers depending on what book you look at. But regardless, right now, it ain't good.
What were they before the trade? Do we know?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I want to say...
Oh, well, here you go. So this is Vegas Insider. As of 2-7.
Okay.
Oh, no. Where did it go? Maybe they did update it. Yeah, because this was 124. They had them at 40-1.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date, but they were 40-1. So, their moves have caused their odds to double the wrong way.
Well, just so you get a sort of a clue of where they're at, and from... What I saw today, this was the embarrassing part. The current numbers on the Miami Dolphins. Would you care to take a guess on that?
Oh, they've had some signings. I can't imagine that you're setting it up, so it's got to be
60-1. So
is
now
that bad? Is that
Vegas
bad?
Now thinks is that... Vegas now Gosh. Thinks that. The Miami Dolphins have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than your beloved Texans. If you are a fan, that is a tough pill to swallow, man.
Yeah.
That's downright nasty, honestly.
It is. And, you know...
The Dolphins, who a lot of people thought would not win a single game last year. They obviously overperformed expectations.
Yeah, and they've made some moves in this offseason, but not enough to where you would say, oh my gosh, that team is so much more talented
but this is
than
what
the Texans.
When a team gives away their best player for a broken down running back and a bag of magic beans that not a first round pick. No.
But. They replaced him with Randall Cobb, bro.
Yeah, we'll get into Randall Cobb on the other side. What the Texans really needed was another undersized receiver who's got injury issues.
Yeah.
And now they've got
pretty eyes. He's got pretty eyes.
So we'll talk about that on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, and there is a new DeAndre Hopkins on the roster. And his name is 5'10" Randall Cobb. And I think 5'10" Randall Cobb may be generous. I've stood next to Randall Cobb in press conferences and gone, boy, Randall Cobb is not a very big man considering he's an NFL wide receiver.
I'm 5'10". Is it?
It's probably close.
Is it?
But he's so...
I'm more muscular.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
No, you could have just went with it.
I was going to say, though. I'll put it nicely. He's more slight than you.
Well, that's one...
Is that...
That no, I appreciate it.
I think, yeah, like...
I feel like we just bonded. Oh, you're so sweet.
And he's not... He's more muscular than you, but he's skinnier than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I like the other way.
But Randall Cobb, obviously... Based on his massive season last year where he caught 3 touchdowns, the Texans decided that he's our guy now. And if Randall Cobb was being brought in as third wide receiver, I'd say, you know what?
Yep.
Get by with that.
Yep.
But I don't believe that's the case. I don't think it's coincidence that his signing comes right after DeAndre Hopkins gets moved.
It's exactly what I tweeted out. You don't sign Randall Cobb to replace DeAndre Hopkins. He's a complement.
Yes.
To one of the 2 or 3 best receivers in the NFL. He's not a replacement. He's a Kenny Stills or a Will Fuller. You know that he's going to draw a double team, so get a guy that knows how to catch the ball. And that's what Cobb is.
And what this really speaks to is what the Texans think of Kiki Kuti, who I've heard from reputable sources, the Texans tried to include him in the DeAndre Hopkins deal, and Arizona said, no thanks.
Wow.
Now consider who the head coach of Arizona Cardinals is, and he said no thanks.
Yeah.
That kind of lets you know what Kiki Kuti is.
And what they think, yeah.
He's not a tradable asset in the NFL.
I mean, so why would you think he would be, though? He's not done anything.
No,
anything.
He did. He did for about 2 games.
Oh.
That was a couple years ago, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what you've got is Will Fuller, who is not what you would call the picture of health. He has struggled with that over time. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Yes.
I feel like he's
the Will Fuller.
Of Will Fullers?
Of not Will Fullers.
Okay. Will Fuller has played in 42 games over 4 seasons.
And I'll be honest with you.
Get the calculator out, Aaron.
If you would have told me that Will Fuller had played in 42 games.
That seems like a lot.
I would have been like, no, you're pulling my leg.
That counts the games that he left with an injury.
Okay. Of course.
And Will Fuller, in those 42 games, has 16 touchdowns. And he's averaged right around 550 yards a season.
Okay.
And 4 touchdowns. So this is a guy who he's averaging 10 games per season. And in those 10 games, he's averaging
4 and 500.
4 touchdowns, 500 yards.
Okay.
That's not good. The thing about Will Fuller is, I was just kidding about your calculator. We don't need that. People can do their own math. The thing about Will Fuller that makes people excited is, when he has his good bursts, he'll go for like 3 or 4 weeks and he'll just dominate games. There's two things you got to consider when you think about that. That means the rest of the time, he's doing nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think DeAndre Hopkins not being on the field is going to help Will Fuller.
No.
So now... The number one corner's on Will Fuller. That's not helpful to him.
No.
Randall Cobb, Well, before we get to Randall Cobb, Kenny Stills is. Mm-hmm. I said this. I think he's a fine player. I don't think he's anything special. I think he's a solid, but very unspectacular wide receiver.
Okay. I said he was a two. Lance disagreed and said he's not a two on a really good team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe so. He's a two on the Texans.
He's a 2/3.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, last year he was a three. This is how he never had double digit touchdowns in his career. Mm-hmm. He's had more than 50 receptions twice in his career.
Yeah, he was durable till he got here.
Yeah. So I think putting him as a number two is probably a stretch, but mm-hmm. on this team he's going to be a number two.
Yeah,
and Randall Cobb is
depending on how healthy Will Fuller stays,
he might
Kenny
be the number
Stills
one.
Might be a one.
He might have
on
to
the
be.
Texans.
Now Randall Cobb, there was a time when Randall Cobb was considered an elite wide receiver in the league. I mean, he was at one point a damn near 1,300-yard, 12-touchdown guy. Mm-hmm. He was good for, you know, 80, 90 receptions. I don't think he's that anymore. I think if you're expecting 2013, 2012, 2014 Randall Cobb to show up, that ain't what you're getting.
It's like expecting 2016 David Johnson to show up.
Yes.
You ain't getting that.
Or 2015 J.J. Watt.
You ain't getting that.
You ain't getting that.
No.
But this is a guy who's going to be 30 years old next year. He has struggled with injuries. He had a 1-year deal in Dallas last year. And I would say he was okay in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Mind you, in Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott was there. Amari Cooper was there. Michael Gallup was there. He didn't draw much attention. He was rarely a starter in Dallas last mm-hmm. year. He's going to be asked to have a bigger role. They're paying him like they know he can handle that bigger role.
Yeah.
This is another example of a guy that they're paying above sticker price on.
Yeah.
It's like they're the kind of guys who, like, you know, the no haggling rule at CarMax. Like they say, oh, we don't haggle our prices. The Texans are the kind of guys who go to CarMax and like, oh, this 2010 Camry got 194,000 miles on it. They want $6,500. Bill O'Brien's like, listen, I'll give you $9,000. That's my final offer. Sold. They let him haggle. Like, it just.
Yeah.
It's
way overpaying.
Yes.
In fact, I did quick math for you. If they would have just signed Carlos Hyde to his spot track market value of $3 million a year over 2 years.
Okay.
You're going to pay Carlos Hyde $6 million over the next 2 years to be the starting tailback for the Houston Texans.
Maybe.
Okay.
Or you could draft one.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, if they just do that and keep DeAndre Hopkins, they would have paid that duo $32 million over 2 years. Instead, they're going to pay Randall Cobb and David Johnson $36 million over the next 2 years. You're paying $4 million more, and you're way worse.
But we all know.
Way worse.
There's people, and I've heard this more today than I heard yesterday. I think people are trying to change the narrative. I'm still not buying into this. Everyone seems to think that DeAndre Hopkins was forcing his way out because he wanted a new deal. Which, by the way, if he did want a new deal, I would have given it to him.
His number, his salary, had him ranked 17th in the NFL.
If you're paying
the first or second best receiver was making number 17 money.
Yeah.
I would want more money too.
Well, you just paid the 25th best kicker in the league top three money.
Merciless. You way overpaid for him.
Yeah.
If Nick Martin. If I'm D-Hop, I'm going, at least I earned to be overpaid.
Nick Martin's a borderline starter in the NFL before last year. Last year he was actually pretty decent. He's just top five paid center in the league. So if it was about money, I would have just paid Hopkins. I think this came down to Bill O'Brien had a personal beef with DeAndre Hopkins, and Bill O'Brien, who's, I don't know how to put this kind. It's like Bill O'Brien's always on his period.
Yeah.
And he says things without thinking. It's just rage. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe I shouldn't. It's almost like he's.
He lashes out.
It's like he's got Tourette's or something. And then it's like, he says it, and then he's, or like my kid. My kid takes a pill that keeps him, it gives his brain a half a second between when he thinks to do something and when he acts on it. So just in case it's a bad idea, he's like, oh, no, I better not do that. Bill O'Brien needs Vyvanse. Like, so that way there's like that half second between when he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we don't even need a quarterback.
You suck,
we'll
too,
play with
pal.
No quarterback. Yeah. You suck, too. You suck, too, mother. You suck, too. And then you remember like, when he said, when Ryan Mallett pissed him off, and he was like, we'll just play with no quarterback. And people were like, yes. Rick Smith was like,
whoa.
Listen,
you can't.
Let's take it down here.
No, we run Wildcat.
We have to play with a quarterback. And then Bill O'Brien's like, oh,
he's lucky.
You're probably right. Yeah, you know, that pisses me off. I'd try. I'd play with no quarterback, but
I'm smart.
I'm going to let cooler heads prevail. The problem is now, he's like, I'll trade DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of rice. And then the GM is like, I'll trade him for a bag of rice, too. And we'll take their bad contract. Let's do it. It's like, I mean, there's no...
But I'll try to get rid of this bad receipt. Oh, never mind.
Like, I married a woman who levels me out.
Yeah.
Imagine if I married, like, a stripper who just did coke all the time. I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I'd be dead.
She'd be happy.
Bill O'Brien is now married to Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare scenario for the Texans.
I mean,
because there's no
this
cooler
is basically,
head to prevail.
When you think about the last year, it's Clowney and it's Hopkins, and it was both. He got less back because he couldn't get along. So you're basically running a franchise into the ground.
This organization,
because you, quote, can't get along with people.
This organization goes back further than that. And this one was probably a little more about money, but it also had personal ties, was Dwayne Brown.
Yep.
And you sent him out and got nothing really in return.
Yeah.
So that's three of the best 10 players that have ever played football for your franchise. You sent out the door, and the best thing you got back was a second-round pick.
That's how you run a franchise into the ground. That's how you become the Cleveland Browns. I know they wanted to be the Patriots of the South. They're going to end up being the Browns
of
the
South.
That's what
they are. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Chopping the key like I'm back on the boat. Yeah, I'm back in the product and pushing it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I'm here finally.
Welcome in.
This day has sucked completely from the very beginning. I hate Tuesdays. Can we just draw an effing line through Tuesdays and never do them again?
No.
I mean,
I love it.
I spent 2 hours in the vet this morning because some dog attacks Dynamo and, you know, basically cut her leg up. So I had to take her in. That was no fun. And then, I'm driving in, you know, normal. Nobody on the road. Feeling good. Going to get here about 3:30. Get set up. Go in. Grab a Gatorade and a bang. Walk out. And the little friggin' remote on the car doesn't work. Like nothing, just completely dead all of a sudden, out of nowhere. Because it worked fine when I locked it. Because I locked it because I had my computer sitting in the front seat.
Right.
Which also my phone sitting in the front seat. Which I didn't realize how useless you are as a human being without your phone. So I called and asked for Aaron or Tyler. The only number I know is the call-in line here.
Oh,
so I called the intern and said for Tyler to tell you guys what happened. Then I'll get here when I can. And then I left a message because the gas station there, those guys let me use their phone. So I left a message for the wife to tell her, hey, man, you know, you're going to probably have to go get the other key and come get the car because this thing's broken. And, you know, of course, she doesn't answer the phone because she doesn't recognize the number.
Right.
And I have no way of getting back in touch with her. So I go out and finally I get a locksmith $100 later. And about 2 seconds after the locksmith gets the thing open,
Your key fob works?
No, the door's open remotely. Because Val's figured out, oh, well, I'll open the doors remotely for him. And I'm like, oh, you son of a... And so, and then my friend John texted me and asked me if I needed a ride, but I didn't have my phone until I got the car open. And so I told him, yeah, because he was out and about. So, you know, shout out to my buddy John for coming and giving me a ride. But he's got a really cool BMW convertible too, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, so that's what happened. So and you know, the Caddy's brand new, pretty much. So I mean, these things are, it's just the battery I think is dead in the key. So if anybody knows how to get that fixed, please let me know.
So where's your car now?
It's still sitting there. It's the wife's gonna Uber down and get it. Because
with her key?
With her key, yeah.
Oh, man.
What a pain in the ass. I mean, I can't believe that one little tiny thing like that can bleep up your entire
day.
And
then what do you do, Uber home?
Probably. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I haven't even thought that far ahead. I just wanted to get here and get the show going.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So that's been my Tuesday.
So I started off telling the odds on the Texans now, and their odds have gone up. So they
you think?
Well, they were. No, I mean, they've gone down from where they were earlier today.
What?
Yeah, the good news. Well, they've kind of roller coastered. They got really high for a minute. They were at 80-1 at one point.
They should be 80-1.
They're now 50-1.
They were like 15 before all this, right? Or 25, I think.
Do you want to know who else is 50-1?
I'd love to know.
This is the list of teams that are also 50-1 with the Texans. The Atlanta Falcons. Would you rather have a ticket on the Falcons or the Texans right now?
No, Falcons. Not even close.
Not even a question. And the Arizona Cardinals, also 50-1.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a list of teams that have worse odds than the Texans?
Sure.
The Denver Broncos, 55-1. Who do you give a better chance, Texans or Broncos?
Broncos.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know about the quarterback situation, but I still like their team better.
Okay. What about at 66-1, the Miami Dolphins?
No, I'm not buying Dolphins.
Okay, even with the, looks like they're going to be a new quarterback. They've got some things in the fire, making some big signings. How about 100-1, you can get either New York football program? Giants or Jets, 100-1.
Yeah, maybe Jets of the two. But I wouldn't feel very good about that.
How about Carolina, 125-1?
Now, that one interests me a little bit.
Okay.
I know they may just try to dump for Trevor Lawrence, but...
Oh, I skipped one.
No.
The Detroit Lions, 80-1.
Yeah, I think they're kind of very Texan-ish.
And then there's three teams that are 150-1. You want to take a wild guess at who they are?
No, go ahead.
The Redskins, the Jags, and the Bengals.
Yeah, I would say none of those teams have any chance whatsoever. So
there you have it.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talking on the
Texans
way in.
Texans now 20-1 to even make it to the Super Bowl. To win the AFC, they're 20-1.
They got no shot. Let's be honest. And I heard you guys talking a little bit about O'Brien while I was waiting outside there, and he's a little kid is what he is. He's just a little kid playing around with things.
It's like a tantrum.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think, and I don't, there's no recourse here. As a fan, there's really nothing you can do because they made you buy those PSLs and you don't want to give those up. And all you can do is bitch about it and say, I can't believe you're doing this. And meanwhile, this clown has taken over the entire organization, and if you're going to be emotionally invested in them, you're screwed. I feel bad for the fans, man. I think there's a lot of fans who are, you know, they want to be loyal. They want to be, they want to support the team. And then you see stuff like this, and you're like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I investing in this? And, oh, Randall Cobb, yeah, there's a great signing. That's going to work out great. Let's pay him a bunch of money, but not keep Hopkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Good call, guys. And I just think at this point, I mean, we've been trying to tell everybody for years, you know, especially quit giving this guy power. What I've always said, man, make him hire a real offensive coordinator. Make him go get an experienced defensive coordinator. Never does it. And now you've given him complete control. There's no checks. There's no balances. And this is what you get.
Yeah.
And this team is not going to do anything next year. And then when they tank and they don't have a great pick and they still don't fire O'Brien, what are people going to do then?
I don't know.
And I heard Granato talking this morning, too, about these guys just aren't fun to watch. They really aren't.
They aren't.
The things that made them fun were Watson and Hopkins.
Yeah. And now that's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you more and more, I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to re-sign here.
Yeah, I'm kind of
And I don't blame him. Because he can get big money from anybody.
Oh, yeah.
There's 20 teams that would pay him $35, $40 million.
Yeah, I think if I'm him, I wouldn't want to be here. So, all right. People are telling me most of the key fobs have a slide-out key. Mine, I don't think this one does, and I don't know how to get it apart. So,
well, a lot of people think you were in your Camaro.
No, I was in the
Cadillac, yeah. Which I think is a little different.
Yeah, so what a pain in the ass. The whole world's going to hell, and you know what? You know who did this? Bill O'Brien somehow remotely turned off my key because that's what he does. Everything he touches, it goes to hell. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hope you guys are having a better day than me. First day of no bars. Hey, a couple of things, though. A lot of the breweries are doing, you can do pickup beer by sales. Mm-hmm. My friends at True Anomaly are doing that. So just want to make sure you knew that you could go by and buy beer, take out beer there.
Okay.
So as we find out about other places doing that, we'll be happy to pass it on so you can continue to support folks. I went out last night and had, it was really weird because went out to steak night at our local bar and, you know, everybody's like, well, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And I'm like, man, I don't think we're going to be seeing you in 2 weeks. I think this is going to be a while. So it was almost like a wake. But, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to go out. That's fine. But we decided to go and give them a real nice tip because those guys are going to be hurting for a while. So so now it's just a matter of you can still go out and buy, you know, buy takeout and stuff. So if you can do that, that'd be great, you know, because these guys are going to need it. 713-780-3776. What else have I missed? I heard a lot of the O'Brien stuff, which I agree with pretty much everything you and Barry were saying.
Yeah, Tom Brady will not be a New England Patriot next year. And I don't know if that's worse for Tom Brady or the Patriots.
I think it's...
I don't think either one is going to win a Super Bowl either way. I will say this. There's one player that I could see making a difference for the Patriots if they were to go out and grab him, and that's Cam Newton.
Yeah, who apparently is available since they, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is their guy.
A, I think it's insane that the Panthers are choosing Teddy Bridgewater over Cam Newton. But I also think that a fully healthy Cam Newton might give the Patriots a chance.
Yeah. Although I hear the Bears were interested in him, although they're also interested in Nick Dalton. Foles and Dalton.
Yeah.
And maybe those are better options because I don't know that Trubisky's dead yet. I mean, I still think that he might be salvageable, but you do need some competition there. You do need an alternative just in case, and I think those guys would be functional alternatives. But yeah, I agree. I think Cam Newton would be a difference maker. I don't know that Belichick. You know, the one thing that would be interesting here is that if Belichick decides that he can do like O'Brien was telling us what he could win with Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett, he may just decide, hey, I can win with any quarterback.
I'll throw one more name out that I could see maybe helping the Patriots too. If I'm there's been no indication that this guy's available. I'm just kind of reading between the lines here. I would call the Raiders about Derek Carr. And the fact that they signed Marcus Mariota tells me that they aren't thrilled with Derek Carr.
Whoops. And what the heck am I doing?
Did you pull up me talking
to you? Yeah. Well, I, for some reason, I had I had the sound up earlier because I was watching Sam Houston Race Park and I forgot to mute it.
Okay.
It's now muted.
But you would think that kind of says you don't add a guy like Mariota if you think that Derek Carr is your long-term answer.
Right.
It seems like you're adding like a high upside backup that really should be getting signed by a team to push for a starting job. Like Mariota would have made sense for the Bears.
Yeah. Like you get a backup. The kind of guy that they
that's a guy who, okay, he'll push Trubisky. Maybe he's better than Trubisky. There's no way Mariota's better than Derek Carr. We agree on that?
Yeah, I agree with you on it.
Yeah, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but if the Raiders like Mariota enough, maybe they can be talked off of Derek Carr, and Derek Carr with the Patriots would be really interesting to me.
I would like that. I could see that working. I wouldn't. Where does Jameis Winston land in all this?
I think Jameis Winston's a backup quarterback in the NFL now. And that's probably a tough pill for him to swallow. But if you can't take care of the football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that Brady winds up either there or L.A.
That's my guess as well. And because when we didn't even mention Phillip Rivers to the Colts.
Yeah, which I think is, I mean, it depends on how much you think Rivers has left. But for 1 year, $25 million, I'll do it.
And let me throw one more thing out there. Another guy whom I could see ending up in New England, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
I could see them trading him right back. But I think when you think about, you know, Frank Reich having spent some time in San Diego with Phillip Rivers, I mean, it should be a good fit. You know, it doesn't always fall into place just quite like that.
Right.
And he may be totally washed. It wouldn't surprise me if Phillip Rivers is hitting that wall. But, you know, they'll see what they can get out of him. And if not, they're going to have to draft somebody anyway. They're going to have to, my guess is they're going to have to use a high draft pick, but probably their second round, because they traded their first rounder now.
Right.
So they'll probably use their second round draft pick on a quarterback.
Can I bitch one more thing about the Texans?
Oh, sure. We got all day
just,
for that.
Yeah, just because. And it looked worse last night when you see what the Vikings got for Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I wanted to throw up. And I really want to hear where. I want to hear from O'Brien about how this makes you better. Because that's going to be his answer. We thought this was best for the team. I want to hear how you really think this makes you better.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't want to hear it because it's going to be bull bleep.
You know.
Ooh, good question from somebody. What about Alex Smith? Is he done? I think he's planning to play this year.
I think he is too.
And now you don't know what you're going to get because it's been 2 years, but he's a pretty solid guy.
I think that, well, yeah, but Alex Smith isn't going to, he's not. What we saw Tom Brady this last year was basically Alex Smith.
Yeah.
He's checked down Charlie. That's not good enough to win a Super Bowl in New England. You've got to have somebody who can make some big balls plays. That's why I think Cam Newton would make some sense.
But Brissett is the same kind of guy, though. He's a check down guy.
Yes,
and that's one reason why he's not going to be with the Colts. Well, I mean, he may be with the Colts, but he's not going to be starting.
I think the Diggs trade was a... it was an aggressive move by Buffalo, but they've needed it. They've needed a top-tier wide receiver. They've got one now, and it gives them some flexibility with what they're going to do with their draft pick, because almost every mock draft had them penciled to take a wide receiver because they're desperate to get some weapons for Allen. And, you know, I think a guy like Josh Allen having a deep threat wide receiver is appealing if you're the Bills. Obviously, you gave up a lot for him. But for the Vikings, it kind of makes sense too. You know,
they're in a cap crunch. They've got to make some moves to free up some room there.
But it also makes you wonder, like, did Bill O'Brien even make any phone calls? Because I don't think there's anyone in the world who thinks Stephon Diggs is a better player than DeAndre Hopkins. So is there anyone who they would say, okay, if you can have DeAndre Hopkins for the, if they'd asked the Bills, hey, this is what we want for Hopkins, would the Bills have said, no, we'd rather give that up for Diggs?
No.
I don't think so either. So that makes me think that, again, in a panic, rushed move, Bill O'Brien just jumped out and did something and didn't test the waters, didn't do some research, didn't reach out to anybody. Because I can't imagine the Bills wouldn't have given that up for DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I can't imagine there's three or four teams that would have given him a package like that for him. I mean, you just look at the teams that are desperate for a wide receiver, and obviously the Bills were desperate. The Eagles are pretty damn desperate for a guy like that. I mean, there's several teams that I think would have given you more than that, and I can't imagine that there's not. And if that's all, then – and I would like to say, well, maybe there's more to it. You know, maybe there's something we don't know about DeAndre Hopkins, but all I know is what we see on the field and what we see off the field, where he's not a problem. And I mean, he's been as receivers go, he's been almost an anti-diva.
And if you wanted a past your prime running back in return, I bet the Bills would have given you Frank Gore.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or T.J. Yeldon at the worst.
Hell, they probably given you both.
Maybe. It's just a really. Again, when you look at the comps, it's very odd that the Vikings were able to get that. But it all points to one thing. It's Bill O'Brien's failure as a GM. And
well,
you cannot have – it's fine to have an emotional, fiery head coach who says things spur of the moment and gets angry and I'm sick of this guy. You need a level-headed GM who can say, listen, man, that's not good for business long term. When it's the same guy, you've got the same guy in charge of both things, and they're both hot-headed, you know, I'm spur of the moment, I'm acting out guys, you're going to end up with stuff like this happening. And it's really sad for the Texans, which have been a, you know, we've crapped on the Texans for a long time for basically hovering around mediocrity. But they've always been, they've never been a Super Bowl contender. They've always been a solid playoff contending team. Like, you always felt like they're in the mix to at least, you know, be at the party. They're going backwards now. They're reverting to a pile of junk.
I don't know what they're reverting to. I don't know how bad it's going to be. They're not a better team today.
There's no way.
And they're not close to a better team.
No way. And for all the, when you say, we're willing to give this up for Laremy Tunsil because we want to win now. If you're in win now mode, you don't trade Jadeveon Clowney.
Nope.
You don't trade DeAndre Hopkins. Those aren't win now moves. So you need to decide if you're win now or win later, because you're making moves that conflict with each other. If you were going to trade DeAndre Hopkins, I would argue there was no point in bringing Laremy Tunsil in.
I agree.
You'd be better off with those picks. And by the way, you know who's really benefiting from this? Miami, who's got next year's Texans first rounder.
And second rounder.
Which might be a top five pick.
Could be at this rate. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be Bengal bad. But I mean, right now, I think they sure look like a 6-10 type of team to me. So, FYI, Eighth Wonder also offering beer and spirits to go.
There you go.
So,
I think most places are.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, as we know for sure, I want to let people know.
Tyler and I were going to the Ingenious second anniversary party. It's postponed now.
Mm.
Stupid coronavirus.
Yeah, I know True Anomaly's first birthday party is supposed to be in May. I'm guessing that's not happening now.
Probably
either.
Not.
We're just kind of, yeah.
All right. Listen, everybody's looking to cut corners on. You know, their budget these days, great place to do it was your home insurance. You might not know what you're paying for home insurance. Now's a great time to check. Find out what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance and then let TGS try to beat it. And maybe they can't, but if they can, you'll find out in 15 seconds. How about that? It's so simple. You text the word money to 23, 23, 23. system asks for your address, send that back. Full quote, excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. Online ratings nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $870 on their home insurance. What could you do with an extra $870 this year? I know you could use it. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of all the back end, all the hassle, all the paperwork. So you can just sit back and rake in those savings. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Save big today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.